Okay, if I settle.
This is Christy, and I'm going to ask the hard-hitting questions that we fans want to know about Sister Wives. Let's get started. Now, when you first got married, I understand that you would sometimes slip into Mary's closet and wear her clothes. How did she feel about that?
And that even made Mary mad.
I can't get over the pond situation. Aren't you grossed out just a little bit about being in a pond full of prairie dog poop?
We don't go deep into it.
Okay, I hear you and Janelle may get kinky in the bedroom. How frisky does Janelle get? I mean, how far do you go?
Her reacting in a crazy way. I'm not ripping off a Band-Aid.
I heard once she pulled out a strap-on to use on you. How was that?
I'm looking at her like, you are not going to get me to do this.
I think Cody really enjoys pornography. Now, when you find him watching gay porn, what is your reaction?
Get your head out of your butt.
Do you ever worry that he may shove anal beads up too far in his anus?
And that's why I was still holding on.
Okay, Cody, what did you sell to have TLC make this show and for it to go on as long as it has?
My soul.
What do you think the fans like least about you?
Personality.
You really love your sports cars. In fact, you currently have two, or you did have two. Why did you sell the white one?
It's broken.
What does Robin worry the most about that you'll do to her?
Trash talking her.
You seem to really enjoy how cruel in nature you are. What do you get out of it?
I feel better about how badly I've treated her.
Mary, do you think Cody may be in the closet?
I don't know. It's sad for me. It's really sad for me. I don't know. I hope he can find some peace. I hope he can find some joy. He doesn't seem like he has any joy.
What goes through your mind when you see Cody wearing your makeup?
And I don't really recognize him right now, and I've never seen him like this before.
What is it like trying to repress these deviant urges that you have?
Stop trying to be good. And that's happening to me now. And it's just devastating.
Does Robin know about your cross-dressing? Has she ever seen you in a dress?
I don't want Robin to see this. I don't want her to know how dark I've gotten.
You are quite possibly the most hated person on reality TV, and that's really saying something. How does that make you feel? What do you want to do?
I'd like to run away from my life. You know, just escape, just...
Yeah, that's what I've been acting like.
Change my name, disappear, be somebody else. I hate my life right now.
We all notice that Cody's going bald. Do you think that he covers it up well?
It shows. It shows.
So do you think he should keep his hair facade going?
Not anymore.
Cody seems pissed off a lot lately.
He's angry. Oh.
Does he try to wear your clothes, too?
He tries to. I have to stop him all the time. Yeah, he tries to.
Wow. Okay, when you don't let him, what does he do?
He picks fights with me.
About what?
Dumb things.
Where are you and Cody in your level of experimentation with toys? It seems like Janelle is quite the sex bomb.
We're in different places. Sorry. We're in different places about the bomb that went off on our family and like...
When is his temper the worst?
Morning. And he's angry.
Wow. Is he looking for sexual partners of the same sex?
He just wants to just go find whatever, you know? And I'm like, no, I can't feel like that.
Cody, you really seem to enjoy this new lifestyle. How did you get started?
Before that, just out of the frustration and anger.
I hear that you were really into S&M. What do you like to do? I mean, how do sex clubs fit into your life?
I punish myself. I thought of myself leaving Robin and having another lover and looking at this lover and going, I don't love you. I'm in love with another woman. I'm in love with a woman that I left because I was too much a piece of to manage the relationship.
What do you look for in an S&M role-playing situation?
I'm embarrassed, and then you get self-deprecating. You know, it's like just bad behavior.
Could you possibly have a problem spending money? Like, there are a lot of Victoria's Secret purchases for you as well. Has that become your thing?
These are my demons, and that's like doing something that destroys myself.
Okay, a lot of crazy stuff goes on in these S&M clubs. Are you kicking yourself for not embracing that lifestyle earlier?
And I'm just angry. So a lot of dark winds were going through me. Okay. A lot of devil, a lot of temptation.
Did Robin want to join in on the bisexual orgies you attend?
It's a turnoff. It was scary.
Why do you think Cody likes men so much?
His suspiciousness is about women in general.
Are you worried about losing your man to someone else? Like, maybe another man?
You're afraid that every other, like as a woman, you're afraid another guy is going to be like the guy you just divorced.
I'm going to be honest. He seems very insecure.
He's going through this I'm suspicious of women thing. And
Cody is also into furries. Are you into that too?
No, I don't. And that's where it started to get really weird.
Did he try to bring furries into the bedroom with you?
And so it became this really strange thing.
How did Cody feel about you going to his sex clubs?
As he started to spend more time there, all of a sudden it became very off limits.
Janelle says that you don't like her to go to sex parties with you.
See, that's where the lie.
What is her biggest fear about you meeting a gay man?
Jealousy.
Jealousy? About what?
For that I did, or that I didn't manage.
Who got you into wearing women's lingerie?
That's Robin's fault.
Okay, I find this interesting. You started a fight club. I know, we don't talk about fight club, but we're going to. Why did you start one?
Got to the point where it was making me so angry.
What was your first encounter at Fight Club?
Shut up, I will punch you in the mouth.
Christine, I gotta say, I can't believe Cody is so far into the closet. What do you think of Cody getting into furries?
I know, right? It's just so stupid.
But why furries? I mean, why does he like dressing up like an animal in those onesies to have crazy, weird sex role-playing games?
They love it. It's what they do. They live for that.
Where is Cody on a scale of 1 to 10 in his performance in the bedroom?
Maybe a 3.
So it didn't do anything for you?
Obviously, it was forgettable for me.
Well, I can understand that. Robin, have you ever taken an STD test?
I never took it, but I remember it, yeah.
Never? You've never got an STD?
Oh, wait, maybe I did.
I mean, we've all seen your lip and the other women's lips after you came to the picture. Do you remember who you got it from?
That's interesting. No.
Well, that's eye-opening. Whether for grades or for test results, how did you pass? I mean, did anybody help you?
They were taking the test for me.
Mary, we learned that Sam in the catfishing incident was actually a woman. Have you ever entertained the idea of being a lesbian?
I'm emotionally not 100% there yet.
I mean, in those voicemails and texts, you seem passionate. I mean, what's holding you back? You're free from Cody. You're still young.
And I am a single woman.
That you are. That you are. Okay, devil's advocate. Let's say Cody has a complete change of heart. He decides he wants you. Would you take him back?
No.
Oh, God. Robin's crying already.
I'm sorry.
Sorry for what? Mary sees herself as a single lady. All the single ladies.
I know. That's not how I see her. She's my sister. So is Janelle. So is Christine.
But are they? But are they?
And this isn't me just being dramatic. Thank you, Christine. Oh, so horrible to have her say that.
Gosh.
Ooh, so you did take the test. Now, what do the other kids think of you?
The kids hated me.
Was that because of the wedding that you married their father?
No. Before that.
Does everything work smoothly in the bedroom? I mean, what if he doesn't get aroused by you?
When I started getting kicked back, I just went, why am I trying here?
What did you think when you saw Cody for the first time in his spandex and vinyl catsuit?
And we were like, wow, just wow.
Really?
Like, whoa.
So he got obsessed with it, huh?
It just spiraled. It just was insane.
Robin, how do your kids fit in at school?
And the other kids started mocking them and dismissing them.
Oh, do they? Oh, do they mock them? Really? They mock them? I feel like you might be a little bit more prude than Janelle in bed.
That's not necessarily true.
Janelle, how do you initiate a romantic encounter with Cody?
You know, sit down and shut up.
Christine, have you ever wanted to try S&M?
But that takes a desire, and that takes something you want to do. I don't want to right now, just to be honest and just to be real.
Okay.
I can understand that. Well, that's it, you guys. You've heard it from the horse's mouth. The true answers that we've all been looking for. And I think some of us suspected the answers anyway. But now we have solid confirmation. Well, if you enjoyed this video, please click on the subscribe button. If there's a little bell, ding it so you'll get notifications when I send more stuff out. And just let me know that you love me. And if you don't, keep your mouth shut.